Live from the KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville. Good morning. On this Friday, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us. It is a good Friday as we are joined over the phones this morning by the Kansas Attorney General, Derek Schmidt. Derek, can you hear us?
You bet, Sam. Good morning.
Absolutely, Derek. It is a good morning, good Friday, and hopefully you're having a great Holy Week and a happy Easter. Do you got any plans for Easter? What do you got going on this weekend?
Well, we're going to go to church again tonight, and then, of course, tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll be having an Easter brunch on Sunday. So we're looking forward, just some family time.
There you go. There you go. That is great stuff. And a beautiful weekend on tap. So hopefully the weather is all good for that as well. Derek, thanks so much for joining us here over the phones, as it is the Kansas Attorney General. We like to check in with you guys at least once or twice a month, and perfect timing as well, because I know you guys have got some great advice on scammers, usually, whether it's over the phone, whether it's actual businesses, things like that. But we down here, just recently got some pretty good weather. On Wednesday, Thursday, we even got severe. There was some thunder, or excuse me, even a tornado warning down in northeastern Oklahoma. But with that, you may get some damages to your home. And I know there's even scammers in that field as well, unfortunately.
Well, sadly, it's true. It's springtime in Kansas. That means severe weather. It means wind, and it often means hail. And those two things in particular can cause an awfully lot of damage to homes and other structures. And guess what? It's not just you and I and our neighbors that know that. It's also all the bad guys out there. And there are a lot of roving crooks who, in the guise of being legitimate contractors, literally follow the storms. That's what they do. They're from Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, all around. They follow the weather patterns, and they show up in communities that they know have been hit hard by hail or severe weather or wind, where there's lots of roof damage, lots of siding damage, and then they start going door to door to try to peddle their wares. And the Kansas legislature actually decided this was such a significant problem about 5 or 6 years ago that they enacted a special statute that governs the sale of roofing services in particular, because there were so many of these shady fly-by-night operators that came in after the storms and offered to put roofing services on and then did a terrible job or just took the money and ran. There's actually special rules that apply to roofing contractors in Kansas. So, you know, we have lots of tips and advice. The common sense ones, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, are probably the best. But here's the deal on roofers. If you need a roof replaced, whether it's because of a storm or otherwise, don't abandon common sense. Do the things you would normally do when making a large purchase. So get multiple bids. Check out references from local customers, friends, and neighbors. Do business with local companies, if at all possible, because at least then you know where they're going to be after the fact if there's a problem and you need to work things out. And don't buy roofing services from some stranger who comes and knocks on your door and gives you a high-pressure sales pitch about, you know, here we are and we can get this done right now. And, of course, most importantly, make sure you check before you sign your contract with a roofer to see if they are registered with the Attorney General's office. By law, because of that statute the legislature passed a few years ago, every roofer who does business commercially in Kansas has to be registered with our office, so get a copy of their registration certificate, then check them out online at our website to be sure they are in good standing. That doesn't guarantee they're going to do a good job, doesn't guarantee anything about them, but it does make it much more likely that we can find them after the fact if you have a problem and you need to seek us for help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think I've ever heard, I mean, maybe in, you know, the odd seasons where it's winter and there isn't anything that you'd see a salesman for a roofing company going door to door. But during the severe weather season, their business pays for themselves. You know, they have people calling them left and right. I doubt I would ever see a door to door salesman for a roofing company. That just sounds fishy in and of itself. So I was going to ask as well, is that something, obviously the scammers do, but is that something that other roofing companies are, you know, able to do, is accept payment before the job has even been started?
Well, there's all kinds of rules that the insurance companies impose. Of course, most of us, when we need a new roof because of storm damage, most of us are dealing with an insurance claim. So, you know, generally speaking, there's lots of nuances and different rules, but generally speaking, your insurance company, once they verify the claim, they're going to provide some amount of cash up front that you can use to get the repairs started. Then they're going to provide an adjustment payment at the back end to make up the difference between what the job actually cost and what that initial payment was. And the reason that's important is that the bad actors in the industry, lots of good actors in the roofing industry, of course, but the bad actors in the industry, they know that's how the insurance system tends to work. So they know that when a storm comes through town, and let's say there's 300 houses that have significant roof damage, there's not a community in Kansas that has enough local contractors to replace 300 roofers and or 300 roofs immediately. So what happens is the local guys all get busy. The bad guys know people are panicked, they're concerned, they want the headache done, they want their roof fixed. So they become more susceptible to high-pressure sales pitches, door-to-door sales pitches, whatever it may be. These folks come in, sign the contract. They know that you have cash because the insurance company has made that first payment. They take that cash, and then the most unscrupulous among them, they just leave. It's just a straight-up theft. And sadly, we've seen that time and time again. So that's why we always advise caution. It's not only roofers. We see the same thing with tree trimmers, with yard repair people, with general home improvements, with asphalt pavers, with cement folks that do cement work around a house, siding salesmen. I mean, we see it throughout the construction industry in the spring and summer, where you get bad actors sort of interspersed with the good guys. But the roofing industry is particularly acute because of the effect that storms have on roofs. There's lots of damage in a community at once, lots of insurance money sloshing around, and therefore more bad actors, unfortunately.
Yeah, geez, I didn't even really think about that aspect to it, because, you know, you got to pay back the insurance companies, and those people know that. You know, it's not necessarily that they have a paper trail even from then on. You know, they get to just walk out with the cash that you had given them, and then the insurance companies, regardless if the job got done or not, you got to pay that money back. So it is, man, what a strange thing that people, you know, twist in their heads to come up with these ideas. And you're right, it does, that just sounds way too good to be true. You know, your house is destroyed, the roof, whatever, it needs to be replaced, and you know, you're really urgent trying to get it done, and then all of a sudden, oh, this door-to-door salesman pops up right on my doorstep, and he says he can solve all of my issues, when in reality most of the local businesses, like you said, they're probably swamped.
That's exactly right. But again, don't be panicked. Don't abandon common sense. Do business with local, trusted, respected, reputable companies if you can, and almost all of these problems go away. And that's really the best advice if you can follow it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, you know, if you've got a major leak or something like that within your house, and you can try and find some fixes. But again, like you said, find multiple appraisals, find multiple references as well. There's got to be somebody around town that has used this company before. And if they haven't, then like you said, it's probably a little bit fishy. And what was that website, or where do they go to see if they've registered with you guys?
Yeah, we maintain a consumer protection issues website at the Attorney General's office. It's different from our main website. Our main website's a lot of law stuff. The consumer protection website is just useful tips and information, and it's at www.inyourcornerkansas.org, inyourcornerkansas.org. And on there, you'll find a button to click to check your roofer's registration. You can bore right down in there, and you'll find a list of every roofing contractor who is registered to do business in Kansas. There are about 1,400 of them right now, so it's plenty to choose from. And that can be very helpful information if you're making a big decision. It's a lot of money getting a roof repair to put on.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, maybe you just purchased the house and you're nervous because you got to get it replaced, something like that. Who knows, whatever the factors are, like you had said, you know, take your time, multiple references, and if anything, shop local at that point. So great tips on that, especially here now that we get into the severe weather season. I mean, like I said, Wednesday was kind of our first little prelude into it. Nothing too damaging here in Coffeyville, but certainly some areas within our listening area may be experiencing some roofing repairs in the next couple of days. Again, speaking with the Kansas Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, over the phones here on this Friday. Derek, we do appreciate you rescheduling and squeezing some time in here with us on this Friday. I did want to get your notes on this WOTUS as well. It looks like you are trying to urge the U.S. EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to adopt the agency's new proposed WOTUS rule, because it says, quote here, you think it was the old rule was an illegal power grab.
Right. Well, we've been fighting the federal government over their Waters of the U.S. regulation, the EPA's runoff regulation, now for, oh gosh, I don't know, it's probably been 7 or 8 years. When the regulation was first proposed in the Obama administration, we looked at it and said, we don't think that's lawful. You know, the EPA only has the authority given to it by Congress, and Congress set limits on how much the scope of land that EPA could regulate for runoff purposes. You know, EPA is not supposed to be a federal property rights management agency. It's supposed to be an environmental protection agency. So there are limits on how much control they can exercise over the use of land and property. And we thought they exceeded it, so we sued them, and so far the courts have agreed with us. The Obama-era regulation is enjoined. It's blocked by federal court order in Kansas and has been now for several years. We plan to maintain that. Meanwhile, the new federal administration, the Trump administration, instructed their EPA, look, go back to the drawing board, try again, get us an environmental protection water quality rule that does what it's supposed to do, but stays within the boundaries of what the law says, the law that Congress passed. And this is the proposed new regulation that's come out. It is much more restrained than the older one. We think it's within the bounds of what the statute allows. And so we've now suggested that if it were adopted to replace the old Obama-era regulation, we think that would solve the legal problems we've been fighting about in court for so many years. From our vantage point, that's good. And, of course, the bottom line in all of this is that it would shrink the federal effort to try to control land use decisions, whether it's, you know, fencing off creeks and low areas from cattle access or whatever it may be. Those may be good things to do. They may be good conservation practices. We just don't think that the federal EPA has the authority to mandate them, and that's what this fight's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it just kind of seems like they're trying to reach into areas that not necessarily they shouldn't, but at the same time isn't their field, like you had mentioned, because it mentions here that they can aggressively regulate private land, ditches, ponds, things like that more aggressively. And that, I mean, that's somebody else's property. That's somebody else's land. It's crazy to think that they can take that control.
Yeah, there are limits. And, you know, government's about balancing competing interests. We think Congress struck the balance. Congress is the people's elected representatives. If they want to change the balance, that's a decision for Congress to make. It is not a decision for unelected bureaucrats at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to make, and that's what this fight's all about. They have to stay in their lane.
Very cool. Well, I've heard a little bit about this. Obviously, here being in southeastern Kansas, we hear a little bit about this coming from Oklahoma as well, and it's good to hear that you guys are having the same concerns and you know, proposals as well. So, well, I'd like to hear, and always CJ does a great job of letting us know of all these press releases here, but I can't wait to see how this progresses on throughout as we get through about it. So, again, speaking with Kansas Attorney General over the phone here, Derek Schmidt. Derek, any final notes for our listener before we part ways with you?
Well, I'll just say I'm calling in from a stop on the turnpike right now. I'm on my way from Topeka to Wichita. I'm going to have the privilege of visiting with some of the newest Americans here shortly. I'm going to speak at a citizenship naturalization ceremony. So it's a great day. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, and again, have a great Good Friday and a very holy Easter coming up this Sunday. Again, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. Derek, we'll just check in with you come May.
Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Thanks so much. Again, that is Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt joining us over the phones here. Lots of great discussion. If you'd like to listen back to this interview, of course, you can head online to our website, kggfradio.com, underneath the community tab, and you'll find our morning interviews. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.